Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I'm joined by Steph Salazar. Hello, Steph.
Hello. How's it going?
So good. How are you?
I'm great.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Yeah. And we also have Tiff producing today. Hello, Tiff.
How are you, love?
I'm so good. I'm so good because, first of all, it is Women's History Month. It's Women's Month in America.
Yes.
And this is a show by women for women. Also, shout out to Mitch, who just delivered
You're the best.
A beautiful breck to my beautiful co-host.
Thank you.
It's Mountain Beach.
I love it.
Who doesn't love Mountain Beach? It's such delicious. A breck show. Is that the beer of the month? Who knows? We'll find out later. Again, this is a show for the girls, by the girls. I love doing these. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2014. 20 days until opening day on the road in Arizona.
It's finally starting to like feel real. Because, yeah, we're watching like spring training games and we're seeing like all this cool like Rockies and baseball stuff. But I feel like once you enter like under a month, like you start to really, really feel it. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's about to be Rockies baseball season.
Baseball's so back.
It's so back.
If you're a boy, skip ahead 15 seconds. 28 days until the home opener. That's one menstrual cycle.
That's not a lot of time.
That's not a lot of time.
Trust us.
It really flies by. Okay, boys, you can open your ears now. The season is upon us. Also, we have to note the 22nd of March is like technically like when actual major league games are going to start because the Padres and Dodgers are playing in Korea in just a couple weeks.
That's insane. I saw a tweet about it earlier this week that said like coming up in like X amount of days. And I'm like, what is time?
Yeah.
Like it just flew.
It flew. Like, it's nice that the Padres get to have an extended season.
It is, because they haven't had that in a while.
What happened to them? What's happening in, you know, the world of Rockies media? Is Kyle Freeland the new Lynn Sanity? One outlet really said that. Clearly they didn't hear that Kyle Freeland is so back.
He is so back.
So back.
What a great week Kyle Freeland had this week. Watching him pitch, it was just chef's kiss.
So chef's kiss. The efficiency, the pitch efficiency on this dude.
He looked amazing. Made me so, I think I even tweeted that I'm so hyped for the Kyle Freeland season. Yes. I'm a K-free girl.
He's a friggin' changeup now.
I know.
It's so weird.
I'm glad that he fit that in between all his golf. Because we know how much he loves golf.
He does. Every baseball player wishes they were a golfer. Every golfer wishes they were a baseball player. We all know it. Stop, I'm going to cry. Guys, you don't have to cry over your new floors with Empire Today. Let's shout them out real fast. Did they get us new floors?
Yeah.
Are these the new floors? I was going to say, like, these look so nice. Like, because our floors were mangled before. We've got some nice looking floors right now. All thanks to Empire Today. They make it so easy. You can shop at home for the flooring of your dreams. And they're going to have they have experts who are going to help you pick the best product for what you need. We need like industrial strength frat house floors. And this looks like that right here. So thank you, Empire Today. They also have this amazing virtual floor designer. So you can visualize how your new floors are going to look before you manifest them. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. And all of our listeners can receive a $350 discount when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but see EmpireToday/DNVR for details. Also, we got to shout out Breck Brew. We've got, of course, Steph modeling the beautiful Mountain Beach.
It's delicious and refreshing, and Breck is amazing.
It's so freaking crisp looking right now. Why didn't I ask for one? That's okay. I'll get it later. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we're busy girls.
We have a lot of work to do. Yeah, first of all, we have to really watch this video that the Rockies posted the other day. They gave Nolan Jones a camera.
They did.
I will say, Nolan Jones, like, don't quit your day job. You're very good at baseball. Your camera skills are a little questionable, but love these vibes. Love seeing. Yeah, we're playing it right now, and we're gonna react to it live.
There's moments where you get a little dizzy, like right there.
Yeah, like I'm actually getting car sick right here. There's Chris Bryant. I love how Nolan Jones is just following Chris Bryant around because, like...
Yeah, a good chunk of the video is KB.
Nolan Jones loves Chris Bryant. Nolan Jones loves Chris Bryant so much, he also has lower back tightness.
I know. They've been hanging out too much.
I hope Nolan's doing okay.
Look at those moves.
Like, Brent Doyle, amazing dancer. Who knew?
Who knew? Charlie, the dad.
Oh, I know. He is supervising. Like a villain.
He also has some moves.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
We need a dance off on the Rockies.
We do. Apparently, Elias Diaz is also an amazing dancer.
Yes.
We could see that. But yeah, Monty has got moves. He's so flashy.
So flashy.
I love him. Also, shout out to Ezekiel Tovar. His English has gotten so much better.
I know.
I'm so excited for him.
It warms my little heart. Although I do love listening to him, like, in his, obviously, like, his main language, Spanish.
Yeah.
But, like, he just seems like so much more, like, confident. Mm-hmm. So it's, I really hard. Love that.
It's so hard to learn English while you're also trying to learn how to be a Major League Baseball player.
I can't imagine.
So I salute these guys because I've been trying to learn Spanish for like God knows how long. And I'm like, yeah, this is so freaking hard.
You're not doing bad though.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I tried to keep all of my Instagram captions while I was in Mexico last week in Spanish.
I saw. And they were all great.
I think I did okay.
You did wonderful. I understood what you were saying. You made your point across. Like, it was good.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
What a huge compliment. We're going to get into a segment called Can I talk? Let me start this sentence over. We're going to do a little segment called Getting Praise, Catching Strays in just a second, but sorry, we have so many back-to-back ad reads. College Invest. Guys, it is never too early to start investing in your child's future. Listen, education, it's so important, but it's also so expensive, and I hate to break it to you, your kid's probably not going to get that full ride D1 scholarship that you were hoping they get. So even if they don't, it's so important to start saving early. College Invest is going to make it easy with a flexible savings plan. You even get a Colorado tax deduction. Ooh. So open your account today at collegeinvest.org. Can my parents still open one for me?
I know. Can I send this link to my mom and dad?
Like, I want to go to locksmith school, mom. So deeply, deeply unserious. Let's shout out our friends at Volo Sports too, because do we have like new leagues coming up? Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Spring ones.
You can get the Volo Pass, by the way. So it's a monthly membership, and you have unlimited access to all of the sports and events and activities every single night of the week. So if you like really need some activities to do, if you need something that's going to keep you off them streets, this is you do it. But yeah, $20 a month. You can get league discounts too if you're joining a league like with your buddies, and free or discounted access to tournaments, fitness classes, and events. Fitness classes.
I didn't know they had fitness classes.
I actually did not know either.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, download the Volo app. Use code DNVR3 to get a Volo pass for only $10 a month for the first 3 months. It's normally $20. But for the first 3 months, you can get it for 10. That's DNVR hooking you up. All right. I hope you enjoyed that ad read. Let's talk about real things again. Okay. Getting praise, catching strays. Here is what the media is saying about the Colorado Rockies this week. I made this amazing Photoshop for you.
And I love it. That's one of your best ones.
Thank you. She's my favorite emoji, the like X over. Yeah. The. She's just like me, for real, for real.
She is.
Okay, let's talk about Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report's got a lot of nerve.
a lot of nerve.
A lot of freaking nerve. Bleacher Report ranked every team's ace. The headline, power ranking every MLB's team's ace. Mm-hmm. Entering the 2024 season, the Rockies aren't last, but good Lord, are they close.
Pretty darn close.
Pretty darn close. A little too close for comfort. So Kyle Freeland, they ranked him at number 29 out of 30. Some people forget that there's 30 teams, but there are.
Some people are forgetting that Kyle Freeland is really good. They have not seen his spring training games, it seems like, which is bullshit, but teach their own.
You know what? It seems like they didn't hear that Kyle Freeland is so back.
They did not get the memo.
They didn't.
Ugh, so frustrating.
It's so frustrating. So here's what the blurb about Kyle Freeland said. I'm going to read it to you right now. If you want to talk about someone who had a Linsanity run in baseball, Freeland's 2018 season increasingly feels like it fits the bill. Let's pause for a moment. What the fuck?
So calling it Linsanity is so damn dramatic.
Right?
Because first of all, everyone knew like who Lin was and like was a part of like that whole thing. Mm-hmm. No one knows who the fuck Freeland is unless you're a Rockies fan or unless like you're like maybe in the NL West. So like that comparison in and of itself is just, that's not a great comparison.
Like I wish Kyle Freeland got that amount of attention.
Me too.
Because he deserves it.
He does. I would love to turn on ESPN and see them talk about Kyle Freeland in a positive way.
Right.
But like they don't. So what... like, what is that comparison? That's like apples and oranges.
Right? It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, so here's what the rest of this blurb went on to say. Playing for his hometown Rockies, Freeland went 17-7. They're talking about the 2018 season here. Mm-hmm. Freeland went 17-7 with a 2.85 ERA and a 4.1 WAR across 202 and one-third innings, finishing fourth in National League Cy Young Award voting. In the five seasons since then, Freeland is 27-47 with a 4.96 ERA. Once upon a time, Freeland and Herman Marquez looked like one of the most promising 1-2 punches in baseball. At the outset of the 2024 season, Freeland is the second lowest rated ace on this list, and Marquez will be on the 60-day injured list as he continues to recover from the Tommy John surgery he underwent in this last May. With each passing year, Ubaldo Jimenez finishing third in National League Cy Young Award voting in 2010 while playing his home games at Coors Field looks more impressive. I mean, just because one is impressive doesn't mean the other one's not impressive.
Exactly. That was another thing that really ticked me off is like, you can't compare Jimenez and Kyle Freeland in this sense because Jimenez had such an amazing season that year. Obviously, he came in third in the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. But then turning around and like doing like a backhanded like mean thing to Kyle and say, oh, but fourth, not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, they're again, and like, also, these are seasons that were 8 years apart.
Right.
So much happens in 8 years.
Yeah.
So many dudes come and go.
But the only thing that doesn't change that people are just hooked on to is that thin air.
It's the thin air. People, oh my gosh, I have just been, this weighs on me so much. I'm like, people love to dunk on the Rockies because it's so easy right now. Yeah, of course it's easy to shit on the team that just lost 100 games. Like, maybe use your brain and like look at some good aspects.
Yeah, it drives me just as insane. I cannot tell you how many fights I get into with random people talking crap about the team. One, you don't watch them. Two, you can't just look me in the eye and tell me it's because of the thin air.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that's why my baseball team's losing 100 games. Like, boom.
Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. But yeah, clearly the people at Bleacher Report did not hear that Kyle Freeland is so back. Like maybe Buddy said this too. Like maybe it's just like a very loose paraphrasing. But even Buddy can't deny that Kyle Freeland is so, so back. But Tiff, are we ready to play that clip from after Freeland's last start? All right, let's hear it.
You know, he can be one of the better starting pitchers in the National League. He's done it before. He can do it again. He's a little different pitcher than he was his rookie year and his second year, but still very capable. Still very capable. And I think Kyle has a ton of pride. He's ready to have a good year. He had a great offseason. He worked a lot on a few things physically and also within his mechanics. So we'll see how the rest of the spring goes. But so far, so good on some of the things that he really concentrated on.
Yes, this is a different Kyle Freeland than we've seen in the past. He's going to be different than that 2018 rookie season.
Yeah, I'm so excited, especially like we said earlier, like seeing him pitch this week. He looked so back, and he looked great, and he looked like composed,
you know,
too. I feel like that was one thing that was different than last year. Like there were some games where he just wasn't as composed, and then the second he lost the game, like either in the first or second inning, he just couldn't like get back into like that right mindset.
Yeah.
And it just, something about it feels different this year with Kyle.
It really does.
And I'm so excited.
I am too. Yeah. I mean, yeah, let's look at some, I think it was two seasons ago where he was so frustrated that he took Brendan Rodgers' bat and just like broke one of the lights in the dugout. And it's like still like they replaced it, but he like wrote a little note on there with his left hand because he's a lefty. Yeah. We're lefty besties.
Yeah, you guys are.
He doesn't agree that we're besties, but yeah, he wrote like, "I'm sorry, I hurt you," like on the light. And it's like, it was there all last season too, which is so funny.
But I love that about him though, because he's so passionate and like he cares. And those are like the type of guys that you want on your team, or like the guys that care so much and are getting frustrated with like the way they're playing or with the way the team's playing. Mm-hmm. So I think having Kyle on the Rockies is something super, super special. We should all be very excited about.
Yes, we should.
As I am.
He's going to be, he's turning 31 at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
I said this on yesterday's show. I was like, oh yeah, like he's the same age as the Rockies.
He is.
He was born like a month after the Rockies played their first game.
Because I'm 1 year older than the Rockies.
Yes.
Which is another reason why I'm like so obsessed with them and I love them because I think that's so cool.
Y'all just grew up together.
We did.
It's so sweet.
And I could never kick him out. They're like my brother.
Yeah.
They're like a sibling.
They are.
They're like attached to me. I can't believe I just came up with this just now.
Are we going to cry?
We might. Oh, no. Well, it's our day. It's Women's Day, so we can.
Listen, it's a show for the girlies, so yeah. We're girlies. Yeah, we're going to cry about sports.
Yeah, and leave us alone.
All right, let's pivot to another story. This isn't a national story. This is a Denver Post story, but Sean Keeler, who is the sports yelling equivalent for the Denver Post, he says, he wrote this big opinion piece about how the Russell Wilson trade is now a worse trade than the previous worst trade, which was the trade that sent Nolan Arenado and about $50 million to the St. Louis Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is praise. It's kind of a stray. It's like really just like a big, long, backhanded compliment.
It is. But I will take it.
I don't know if I will.
I think I will because I'm both Broncos and a Rockies fan.
Yeah.
And the Nolan trade broke me. Like, it really did. Like, it just in general, just one sending him, but then like sending him with the money, like that sucked. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like the domino effect after we let go of him was as negative as people might think or say. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the domino effect with the Russell Wilson trade is a lot bigger and a lot more impactful to the Broncos. So yes. That's why I think the Russell, like trying to be as unbiased as I can, that's why I think the Russell Wilson trade was worse than the Rockies trade.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like totally agree with this. Yeah, like the Rockies, like Nolan Arenado trade was emotional. Mm-hmm. But I think the financial repercussions of this Broncos situation that we're in because of the Russell Wilson trade, we are going to be feeling those for a long time. And we've already felt them because now like the dominoes are falling. Russell right. Wilson's gone. Now Justin Simmons is gone.
And like who else? Like there's probably going to be more.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be rebuilding. Mm-hmm. But like that's one thing I will give the Broncos is I feel like they would admit to a rebuild.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Isn't that so funny how some teams will use that word?
Yeah. Is that straight? Like, it's not a bad word. It's not going to hurt our feelings. Yeah. It's a restructure. We're one player away. Whatever. But, like, at least the Broncos will admit to a rebuild, whereas the Rockies are just like, la la la.
Rockies just like, ooh, we can't hear you.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But I'm definitely on the side of where I do think the Russell trade was a bit worse than the Arenado trade.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that is so fair. I just don't like the way, like, this, like, whole opinion piece was worded.
No.
Let me read you the subhead on this story. For George Patton, Greg Penner, trying and failing somehow hurts more and costs more than the Rockies selling off a legend for Larry, Moe, Curly, Shemp, and Joe Besser. First of all, I don't know who, like, any of these people are. This is a story for old men, and I'm simply not one of them. And also, what the fuck? That is so rude. That is so rude to Austin Gomber, who's in the starting rotation, who carried this starting rotation along with Kyle Freeland last year. Rude to him.
Exactly. So that's what, like, I mean about the domino effect is, like, for the Rockies domino effect, we got Gomber.
Yeah.
Who is fine in the rotation. Mm-hmm. I love having him in the rotation.
Yeah.
So, like, at least the Rockies got stuff back. The Broncos are going to take, like, years before they're able to, like, bounce back from the salary cap situation that they have going on.
Yeah, because, yeah, they're just, like, you know, sending him away and not getting anything in return now. And, of course, we already lost stuff when the trade actually happened.
Right.
But, yeah, like, comparing, like, Elauris Montero to, like, are those, like, the Three Stooges?
Yeah,
is that what they are?
Yeah, okay. They're the weird ones that do, like, a bunch of funny... Well, I don't know if it's funny. I don't think it's funny.
I don't know. Like, did it age well?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Did the Three Stooges age well? Please let us know in the comments. We don't know.
Maybe it's because we're young, cute women, but...
I'm just, like, a teen, literally, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, Elauris Montero, who was out there busting his butt, he's been slugging home runs left and right. Well, like, mostly left.
Mostly left.
But still, he has been doing this for the fans. For the Rockies, and, like, how dare you compare him to just, like, some schmuck?
I agree. Between him and Gomber, I think the Rockies are, they got the better end of the,
yeah,
well, not the better end, Nolan, but I mean, if we're comparing the Broncos and the Rockies,
yeah,
I think the Rockies are doing a little bit better than the Broncos.
Yeah, which is crazy to say.
I don't hate it, though.
I don't hate it.
And I'm a diehard Broncos
fan. I'm here for the chaos.
But I love this
the
season
chaos of it all. Yeah, it's rude. Also, like, I just don't want to hear this stuff. Like, I don't want to hear someone talking shit when I don't see you at Rockies games. Like, you don't know these guys that we received when Nolan Arenado departed.
That's literally my biggest pet peeve with the Rockies fan base, mm-hmm. is a lot of fans stop going to Rockies games once we traded Nolan, which is mm-hmm. fine. Because, like, yeah, we lost a great player.
It's okay to be hurt by that.
It is, because I was.
Yeah.
I was very hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I still went to games, and I saw Gomber. And like I said, I think Gomber's doing fine. And I think the mm-hmm. Rockies have, like, a decent rotation considering they're in the NL West.
Yeah.
So, like, don't complain and bitch if, like, you're not watching games.
Yeah.
You're not reading about the Rockies. Like, you don't even know their names.
Yeah. Like, actually, I think he might not actually know their names.
Like, kick rocks.
Oh, my gosh. Also, Austin Gomber, like, has helped... I feel like opened the Rockies up to, like, a new fan base via his wife, Rachel, who is so good about documenting the major league lifestyle. Yeah. And, like, she, like, will share these posts all the time of people, like, who will go to Rockies games and be like, oh my gosh, like, my favorite TikToker's husband is pitching, like, let's go. So, like, it's... Like, I feel like his presence has kind of, like, opened up the Rockies
yeah.
to, like, this little section of TikTok that might not have paid attention to them before.
Yeah, and I love Rachel, and I love their two boys. Mm-hmm. They are the cutest. So I agree. I think opening up to, like, new fans is mm-hmm. always a great thing, and having as many people as we can supporting Gomber and supporting the Rockies yeah. is, like, super cool.
So fun. Here's some more from this article. This was the opening line. Dick Monfort ought to send the Broncos a thank you card. Heck, stuff another $51 million check inside the envelope while you're at it. We got jokes. We got jokes.
I wonder how old I'm going to be when people start making this joke about the Nolan trade.
Oh my gosh.
I guess, like, 90.
Like, actually, like, maybe never.
Maybe never.
Well, also, like, I'll use Philly as an example. So, like, decades before I was born, there was a Santa on the field at an Eagles game. The Santa was drunk, and the fans were just like, who's this schmuck of a Santa? So they were throwing beers at him.
Right.
And people still talk about it. They're like, ooh, what are you going to throw a beer at me? You're going to throw batteries at me? You're from Philly? And I'm like, sir, this happened before, like, all of us in this conversation were born. But, like, people still don't let it go. So the point is, like, it actually might be forever. Never. Like, it just might be, like, a thing that we hear for the rest of our time on this earth.
Like, my kids' kids are going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. As Rockies fans. Down the line.
It's generational trauma.
Oh, no.
I know.
Ugh.
Also, oh my gosh, this article, he said, Russ is cooked 5 times. Like, it's a freaking slam poetry open mic.
And also, we've been hearing Russ is cooked since, like, he first came here.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's not, like, brand new information. Like, you didn't make that up. So, like, it's not that funny.
I know. I don't know. Again, I just, like, hate when I see people talking shit and, like, they don't go to games. They don't know the players. I don't see them getting to know any of these guys.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Simply not fair. Okay, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about the trade market. Somehow Blake Snell, let me start this sentence over. Somehow Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery are still on the market. One's a Cy Young winner, the reigning Cy Young winner. One is a World Series champion, like reigning also, current. Yeah. Like, do we blame the agents at this point?
I think so, because it has to be something behind the scenes at this point. Like, there's teams that need him and his starting rotation. Like, I was talking to my San Francisco Giants insider.
Yes.
By that, I mean Baz. I was talking to her this morning, and she said that their rotation is down to, like, 2.5 guys just because of injuries.
Oh, gosh. Who's the half?
That's a great question. I should have asked her.
Yeah.
I just listen to things that she tells me. And
oh my gosh. Can you text her?
I can text her. But so, like, you see teams like that where they need obvious pitching help.
Mm-hmm.
And how in the hell is Snell just sitting at home right now? And I love him.
Yeah.
I love watching him pitch. It's wild.
I bet he would love to stay in the NL West too. He already knows it.
Right.
It's less homework.
Yeah, and from San Diego, like, to San Francisco, like, mm-hmm. It can't be that big of, like, a...
Same taxes, you know? Like,
yeah. So, like, San Francisco, what are you doing? Or any other team. I don't know why I'm cheering for Blake Snell to go in the NL West.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Also on the topic of Blake Snell, yeah. There's no such thing. We all know, like... the saying, there's no such thing as a bad 1-year contract. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we're waiting for. Simply just need some more information.
It's very mind-boggling. So, like you said, I feel like it does have to be the agents at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just something, like, behind the scenes, because yeah. Otherwise I can't think of a reason why he's not in a team right now.
Right? They've got to be so anxious. Just, like, spring training has started. They are not working.
Yeah.
Well, apparently new teams are interested now that spring training has begun. Apparently Jordan Montgomery wants to pitch in a small market like Texas or others.
Oh, okay. You don't hear that often from guys wanting to be in a small market.
I mean, he was in New York. Like, he was a Yankee, and, like, that wasn't really a good fit for him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... first of all, the Northeast is just a shit show. I mean, like, there's so much media following you. There are so many reporters. Mm-hmm. Everyone's insane.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, the fans are freaking brutal.
Yeah.
So, I can get how you wouldn't vibe in that environment.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I'm not in that environment anymore.
Yeah, see? And you're one of the most confident people I know.
It's because there's too many of me. I'm just trying to stand out. but yeah, my question is, Rockies, when What are we? Why not? Like, let's just throw Jordan Montgomery into the mix for no reason.
I wouldn't be upset at it. I definitely would not be upset.
I feel like he would go to any small market team but the Rockies, just because, like, we're not contending for anything this year. Yeah. But, like, what if?
What if? We could dream.
We could dream. Another notable agent, Joey Votto. Joey Votto just, like, keeps tweeting about how he wants to be playing baseball right now.
It's breaking my heart every time I see a new Joey Votto picture or meme pop up because, like, this man loves baseball.
Right?
Like, this man clearly wants to keep playing.
And he's a gem to be around.
A gem to be around. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another one that, like, is mind-boggling. Like, how is this guy not signed? There's too many first basemen.
There is. Also, there's someone... There's this guy who follows us on Twitter, like the DNVR Rockies account on Twitter, who keeps like tagging us in tweets about like, sign Joey Votto. He's a veteran first baseman. I'm like, sir, do you not know how many first basemen we have?
I like that they think the DNVR Rockies have like a say in who the Rockies sign or don't sign.
Sometimes I worry that people think that they're like actually interacting with the Colorado Rockies.
Oh.
But no, like literally... Also, like, I keep replying to this guy. I'm just like, we have too many.
We have so many.
Way too many. But, like, he keeps tagging us.
He really wants Joey Votto.
He really does. Listen, I love Joey Votto, but, like, I just, we can't do this to the guys.
No.
Poor Hunter Goodman is just like, please, can I be on an opening day roster?
And he also has been really impressive during spring training. I saw him talk at Rockies Fest, and he just seemed, like, so excited and just, like, loves baseball. And so I'm really happy that he's having a good spring training.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Good guy. Great name, you know?
Great name.
Great name. I love his first name. This guy tagged the Dan Patrick Show in this tweet. I'm just like looking at tweets right now. I'm like, okay, what do you think they're going to have you on?
Yeah. Listen, again, I would love Joey Votto. We just don't have the space. Like, it can't be a thing.
I would love to invite him as a very... Can, you know what? Let's just... we'll retire Joey Votto's number at Coors Field and just, like, call it a day.
Yeah. Perfect. And then he won't be so sad on, like, a playground on the swing.
I know. Oh, my gosh. He's literally a meme. We'll retire his number along with Ty Block.
Perfect. I think you still have that Photoshop picture, don't you?
I do. No.
Your skills on Photoshop are amazing.
Listen, I hit the Turbo J and the ideas. You know, I'm a creative genius. I'm a creative genius.
You are.
Thank you so much. Oh, wait, yeah, also, okay. It's Women's Month in America. So, first of all, I would love to know that so far we've only had female guests on this show.
I love this month. That.
No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
It's our month.
But if you're a boy and you've made it this far in the show, like, you're an ally and we love you for that.
Yeah, thank you for the support.
Thank you, boys. I love that MLB The Show 24, they're an ally too. You can play as a woman, you can be a female Major League Baseball player in MLB The Show, and I think this is maybe one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I agree. I absolutely love it. I think, when you go to a baseball game, you see a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the ratio might be, but, like, I always see, like, women and girls, like, dressed up in, like, their sports team, like, cheering them on, mm-hmm. and, like, just, like, thinking of, like, me and you and how much we love baseball. Mm-hmm. I just think it's such a great representation.
Yeah.
And anyone who disagrees is not cool.
Yeah. Well, here's how I see it too. Representation is so important. And we've heard this so much from, I mean, especially most recently, what's coming to my mind is Jenny Kavnar, who she's been so important for that representation, because it's like, oh, you know, she had like her favorite reporters that she watched growing up and made her realize, oh, I can do that. And now she is that for so many young girls. And there are not a lot of women in professional baseball, mm-hmm. athlete wise, who are able to provide that. And right. there are a lot of female baseball players.
Yeah.
Like, not just softball players, like straight up baseball players.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think this is so great because even though like it's a game, it's not real life, you can still visualize yourself as that player.
Yeah.
And I think it's huge. I think this is like one of the favorite game updates I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, same. I absolutely love the idea of like a little girl playing the game
yeah.
and seeing like, oh my gosh, that's me.
Yeah.
Like that could be me. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like motivating. And I just love the fact that sports and like baseball is like getting behind the fact that women do love this sport.
Yeah.
And they should be represented, and they are.
Yeah. And they, yeah, exactly. And they belong there too. Let's look at Alyssa Nakin. Let's look at Rachel Balkovic. Like these are women who are freaking athletes, mm-hmm. who are managing games, who are working their way up in Major League Baseball. And I think it's incredible. And I would love to see more women on coaching staffs. Yeah. And I would love to see a female manager. Do you think in our lifetime we will see a female Major League Baseball player?
Yeah, I do. Because, I mean, it's also up in oranges. But, like, look at the NBA and, like, the WNBA and, like, how many. Like, Caitlin from Iowa. Like, she.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. And she's about to join the WNBA. But, like, I think we saw, like, in the NBA All-Star game when Steph Curry had, like, the three-point shootout or whatever it was called with Sabrina, I think it was. If it could happen in like basketball, like why can't it happen in baseball?
Yeah, it absolutely can. Because also, I mean, you know, baseball doesn't really have like the size aspect to it. Like, yeah, it's going to be mm-hmm. tough for like a woman to have like the bulk to be like a linebacker in the NFL.
Right.
But like if Jose Altuve can play Major League Baseball and he's like 5'1" or whatever he is.
He's like my height. He's like my height.
He's so tiny. He's just like the tiniest king. I'm gonna cry. He's so cute. But like if Jose, yeah, if Altuve can do it,
yeah,
why can't a woman do it?
Why can't a woman do it?
Why can't a woman do it?
Yeah, I definitely think it's something that we'll see. Same with like a manager. I think a woman can manage.
I feel like we'll see a female manager pretty soon. I feel like we'll see a mark this clip, mark my words. I think in the next decade, we will see a woman managing a Major League Baseball team.
I agree.
Yeah. And that woman will probably be Alyssa Nakin or Rachel Balkovic because they're just, they've moved up a little higher than everyone else already.
And they will have my support.
They will. Yes. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Tiff, where are we time-wise in the show? Oh, yeah, we got to go, because you got to go.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot happening.
But yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. Ooh, hold on. You know, I do want to close out the show. One more thing. I want to close out the show, close out the week with a life lesson and a baseball lesson from your favorite, my favorite, Kyle Freeland. Tiff, are we ready to play it? Here's what Kyle Freeland had to say that I will have tattooed on my little heart.
You know, these spring training games, they matter, but they don't matter. It's not going against your record. It's not going against your ERA, nothing like that. But it's a time for us to get our work in, trial and error, figure some things out, things we want to work on. You know, and you want to see failure because you're able to learn from that.
Yes, it's okay to fail. It's okay to try.
What a motivational speaker. I love that.
Honestly, like Kyle Freeland, future as a golfer and a motivational speaker.
Yes.
When he's done being our ace, because again, Kyle Freeland, the starter, is so back.
He's so back.
So back. So freaking
and I'm
back.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, too. Steph, I'm so excited you were able to join the show.
That was the best.
Yes. I'm so excited, Steph, that you were able to take the time to be here on this Friday. Where
Thank
can we
you.
Follow you on social media?
I am at StephSal_24 on all platforms.
On all platforms. Tiff, where can we follow you?
I am on Tiffany with an I _Tano, also on all platforms.
The brand consistency. Guys, you can find me at the Susie Hunter. Guess what? On all platforms. And make sure you are following DNVR_Rockies for all of the latest updates. Because I'll be floating around Scottsdale this weekend. So just like keep an eye out. Okay. All right. Remember, it's daylight savings this weekend, but not if you're in Scottsdale.
But not if you're in Arizona like you.
It's going to be so weird.
Ugh, I'm kind of jealous.
It's weird to do the time change when the time doesn't change, but you know it's changing back home.
Right.
It's very confusing.
You're going to be so exhausted.
It's a little more confusing than like you would think. It's very sad. All right. Steph, thank you. Tiff, thank you. And Steph, you know what I like to say?
I do.
Closing out a show like this.
That's baseball.
That is baseball. Ah! And that is the show. We will talk to you guys on Monday right back here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel.
We all silly like the mayor.